Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me, whether you are watching on video or listening on our podcast show. And welcome to Legal Insights. I am Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings, and Building Enclosure. And always honored to welcome our legal expert, Trent Cotney, the CEO of Cotney Attorneys and Consultants. Trent, thank you for joining me. And it was very nice seeing you in New Orleans.
I know. It was great, Jill. It was good to see you in person again, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it was really nice to have everyone back at the International Roofing Expo in New Orleans. And there was a lot of people there, much more than last year, I have to say. But Trent, I know that when we were there, one of the most exciting things is you had a couple of sessions that you covered. But before we talk about that, it looks like Biden just signed a new executive order. Can you tell us about that? This is important. I know that there are some things that contractors really need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe it was February 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that affects large federal construction projects over $35 million. And what they have done in that case is they said they need to have PLAs, labor agreements in place that basically act as an umbrella over existing union agreements. This is going to allow more union labor to do these large federal construction projects. Some of these could impact vertical construction like roofing, but this is just more of what we have already seen from the Biden administration, definitely pushing union labor.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. So let's go back to IRE though. So you had a couple of sessions. Can you tell us what you guys talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the crowd at IRE was fantastic. You know, we really got a lot of great input in all the sessions that we did there. And had the opportunity to really kind of go through some key contract provisions and talk about some stuff that's needed to kind of navigate the current material volatility issues that we've got. But the thing that I liked the most was we had a fantastic panel discussion on the last day on Thursday. And on this panel, it was myself, John Kinney from the consulting side of the company. And we had Craig Bright up. Everybody knows Craig. He's a fantastic lobbyist. We had Leo Ibarra from Blues Roofing, a commercial roofer from California. And we had Jason Stanley from Ivy Roof Systems. So what you got during this panel discussion was some frank conversation about what is going on with materials. You know, we really got into it and you heard about what's happening in DC. You heard about it from the manufacturer standpoint, from the contractor standpoint. And then we obviously added in the legal and the consulting side. But what I was most surprised at was the number of questions that we got. It was very interactive. And you can tell that even though this thing has been going on a while, people still had a lot of questions and this thing has kind of morphed, I guess, over the last year and a half or so. So very interesting. It was well received and really glad that we did it.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, there's definitely a lot of questions there for sure. Mm-hmm. So one of the other sessions that took place at IRE was there was a contractor out of Texas, Steve Little from K-Post, who talked about they had a unique situation at their company and about an embezzlement. So if you're a contractor and you even think that this is happening at your company, what's the first thing you should do and who should you call?
Sure. And, you know, Steve's a great guy. I had the opportunity to know him for a while and, understand the story and appreciate what he went through, not only individually, but as a business. You know, the one thing that I would do, I think the first thing that you want to do is verify the facts. So obtaining a forensic accountant or someone that can go through and really understand where the money is, where it's going, you know, verify what you believe is true. It's one thing for you to look on QuickBooks or wherever and have a guess that stuff isn't where it needs to be. It's another thing to have an outside person verify that. And then once you verify it, obviously, you know, get legal involved, you know, maybe go to the authorities, you know, whatever is needed in order to move the matter forward. There's both, you know, a criminal element and a civil element. So I think the key thing is make sure that you have the policies and procedures in place to try to counteract that stuff. And it can still happen. It happens to the most skilled people out there. There are always ways around those types of things. But if you're listening to this now and you don't have, you know, a second step verification process, or you don't have a backup to a backup that's acting as a checks and balances, make sure that you think about that. Think about who has access to the accounts, you know, the credit line, all those kinds of key things, and just always, it doesn't hurt, you know, to trust, but also verify. So,
Oh, great advice. Well, Trent, thank you as always. We always appreciate your time. And again, great to see you at the IRE last week. And if anybody has any questions for Trent, Trent, it's CotneyCL.com, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very nice. And if you have any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our great stuff that's always for free. But most importantly, stay safe and healthy. And we look forward to talking to you soon.